We are the 99%. Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NDB Media's Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How's it going? Oh, my goodness, I may have stolen a line. But I have to be careful because I have to keep the front door open because a big dog might sneak in this morning. So, ladies and gentlemen, I can't steal anyone's line because, hey, it's just disrespectful otherwise. Of course, I am Roger, the scorekeeper Noriega, and, oh, wait a minute. Do I hear someone knocking? Oh, wait, it must be a digital knock. Aw, who is that? Who is that calling from 626?
How's it going, everyone? Yeah, it's a digital knock, unfortunately. Big Dog woke up late. Doghouse was a little too comfortable this morning, and I just didn't get up.
What happened, Big Dog? You didn't wake up this morning?
No, that's what I just said.
Oh, it was rhetorical, Big Dog. We were just carrying the conversation forward. You know, ladies and gentlemen, there's been a lot of hostility between the scorekeeper and the Big Dog for the last, I think about 12 hours, having to do with the Dodger trade.
Yeah, it's all on your mind.
I'm sorry?
It's all on your mind. It's all those drugs you're taking.
Well, that is true. I am taking quite a few. It's pretty pathetic. Ladies and gentlemen, we are Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Want to welcome everyone listening live and in the archive. Of course, you can always catch us right here on NDB Media, too. Head on over to twitter.com/NDB Media, as well as NDBmedia.net. Ladies and gentlemen, terribly exciting. It is a glorious morning here in Southern California and around the world. Big Dog, this is the only time that everyone is awake right now, Big Dog. Everywhere around the world, everyone is awake at this time. Did you know that?
No, I did not. That's
yeah,
cool.
I actually just made that up.
It may be true. You never stretch the truth. What are you talking about? It has to be true. You're saying it.
Well, be very careful about that, Big Dog. I may have been known to stretch the truth from time to time, but I've never lied. Let's see, wait a minute. Was that a misnomer, or is that a, what do they call that? I don't know. Big Dog, I'm so happy that we're awake and breathing this morning. Life is good, and there's an incredible amount of stuff going on. As I mentioned, the aforementioned stuff, it's just absolutely great. A lot of stuff is going on in the world of sports. We did a program yesterday on the Couch Potato. I hijacked the Couch Potato Sports Channel, and we were very lively yesterday discussing probably the biggest news in all of sports. And I'm not talking about the Dodger and Red Sox trade. I'm talking about Lance Armstrong, Big Dog. Did you catch what the USADA did yesterday?
Yes. In my humble opinion, overstretched their authority and stripped him of his Tour de France titles. It's fine, they want to give him a lifetime ban for not going ahead and disputing, going to arbitration to dispute his blood doping. But for them to go ahead and strip him of his 7 Tour de France titles, a U.S. entity trying to strip him of an international title, I don't know if that's possible. Supposedly we're going to find that out in a week or so, but what was your opinion on that?
Well, I have to tell you, first and foremost, I really enjoyed yesterday's program. We had Brian that called in. That was a lot of fun. Tony Peniche from Las Vegas called in. Oh, man, I couldn't believe it. I hadn't spoken to that guy in about a year, 2 years. That was, I got to say, that was probably one of the highlights. I had not spoken to my buddy. I've known him since 1985, longer than I've known the Big Dog. And boy, did the program sound great yesterday. Oh, man. And I said it on air. I've been begging him to go on air for like 4 years now. I had Steve from Boston on as well, and we also had Spud from Idaho. That was kind of cool. But we were talking about Lance Armstrong. And the feeling that was being shared was, oh, man, It was being done in serious tones. It was being done in maybe even a disheartened and disappointed. And I got to tell you, Big Dog, I think I'm repeating what everyone said yesterday. This is a man who beat cancer twice. This is a man who never tested positive. Never. And this is a man that when he retired, sucked it the last time, but that's neither here nor there point. When he retired, continued to fight the cause for cancer. Unbelievable. Doesn't matter if you believe he was arrogant. Doesn't matter if you believe that he was cheating, that he was doping. He was never caught. With the stringent World Doping Association, he was never caught. It was unbelievable. And now this man, the USADA, has taken his titles away, which, as the Big Dog mentioned, and I mentioned last night, the Tour de France has been remained a bit quiet on the matter. I don't think they're in a hurry to actually take those titles away from him, Big Dog.
Yes, from what I've heard, the entity that controls the Tour de France is waiting, I guess, to see all the charges against Armstrong. They want to see all the paperwork and everything that the USADA has against Armstrong before they make their decision to agree to let the U.S. strip him of his title. So they're being quiet right now, but they want to see everything that the USADA has at this point, and I guess at some time they're either going to agree or disagree that they can take the titles away. But not only do they take his titles away, they're going to strip him of his Olympic bronze medal, and which was won in the 2000 Olympics, as well as any awards, event titles, and cash earnings. That one may be a little bit harder to get to, since a lot of that cash may be spent by now. And a lot of what Armstrong was saying, you know, he's not admitting to any guilt. He is still proclaiming his innocence, but he just says that he is tired of fighting this fight. It has gone on for years and years, literally years and years. And, of course, now that he has retired, it's been about a year and a half that he's retired, that income is not coming in like it once was, and the monies just aren't there. So it's extremely expensive to fight, you know, the United States and their legal counsel. So a lot of this is a financial move for him. They could have just been draining him financially, him and his family, and he's just tired of having to pay all that money when he's proclaimed his innocence all his time, has passed those hundreds, possibly thousands of tests that he's taken and has never, ever failed or even a yellow flag been brought up on him. And he's just tired of fighting this. And as he said, it was just time. He said, enough is enough. I'm tired of fighting this. And do what you will. Everybody knows who won these titles. The opponents know who won these titles. I know who won these titles, and the world knows. So I don't think we're going to be hearing much from him anymore about this. From my understanding is he has either given his last statement or will give one more statement, and then he says he will never again speak of any of this anymore.
This is unbelievable, Big Dog. For them to strip the bronze medal and to, you know, say, all right, well, we want the monies back. that's going to be kind of hard. It's going to be very difficult. And I just don't get it sometimes. As a matter of fact, I do want to welcome several people in the chat room now. Of course, we have our guest, Sci-Fi Pulse and the Couch Potato. And we do have someone who's been listening in via Skype, and now they do want in. We're going to bring them in now, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, caller, there's a one-second delay, so a bad thought here can go on forever. Go ahead, caller, let us know who you are and where you hail from. You're live on Sports Talk with the Guys.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's Sonny Clark, the hardest-working man in sports radio with at least 1 hour extra sleep than the scorekeeper. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing very well. You are right, sir, one extra hour. I woke up right when the Big Dog said, I woke up at about 5:45 this morning, sir. I was tired. My alarm was sent to go off at 4:29, and it went off, and I'm sorry, babe. I shut it off and Thank God I reset it. I did. I'm not kidding.
I wish I had enough energy to stay awake at that time that you contacted me. By the way, if I don't have a show at all.
Oh, you mean last night?
Yeah, last night. If I don't have a show scheduled, you don't have to ask, my friend. You hop right in and you make a show.
Did you hear what I did yesterday?
I have not had a chance to listen to the show because I have just woke up a couple minutes ago and put in our show. And put in our show for today, right after Sports Talk with the Guys that completes the best 4-hour block of Sports Talk on Saturday morning on Blog Talk Radio. So we got that squared away, and it is just one of those long days yesterday, a good long day, but good stuff going on, and thanks for having me in.
Oh, no, thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, I did the intro yesterday, and I immediately said, welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Program. I am Roger, the scorekeeper, and RASL. Get over it, people. It's not the Couch Potato. And then I also said, I am hijacking the program today. But
definitely.
Your name brings a lot, Sonny. So I think I did well yesterday. Brian was with us. We had callers from around the world calling in, and they were talking the Boston trade, and we were talking about Lance Armstrong right now. And, Sonny, you heard it. You heard what we were talking about. Lance Armstrong. You heard what I said, and now you heard what the big dog added.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, now, I didn't necessarily hear everything that you said because I joined in a couple minutes late.
I'm emotional, so come on. Think about it. Think about your wife getting mad at you, and you're like, oh, okay, I know what the scorekeeper said.
Well, here's the only thing that I've got to say regarding Lance Armstrong and Barry Bonds. Okay, what's the difference? I'm sorry. And the only thing I've seen is that you seem to have a little compassion for Lance Armstrong more so than you do Barry Bonds, who basically is in the same exact boat as Lance Armstrong, and maybe it's because maybe you got a man crush on Lance Armstrong for what he has done. Yeah, Lance Armstrong, maybe you do.
Man crush? That's a word that comes from you, Sonny.
But you seem to be showing more love for Lance Armstrong than Barry Bonds, and it's the same exact thing.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, before the big dog says it, I have to come clean. Once again, I am on steroids again, so I'm incredibly sympathetic to all steroid users. Ladies and gentlemen, I was ill last year, and I was taking albuterol or something like that.
Yes.
And everyone was shocked because I was giving Barry Bonds love. And I said, okay, I got to come clean. I'm really taking steroids, so I love all of it. Hall of Fame for everyone. By the way, we have a guest in the chat room that's, I'm roided out. yes, Tanya Mercado does have an incredibly, incredibly cute accent, dare I say. She's from New York, of course.
A cute accent? Or what'd you say? A cute ass? A cute accent or ass? I'm missing that.
That's rather impressive, Couch Potato, that you actually perverted this program before I did. But that's neither here nor
someone
there.
Someone had to do it, because sometimes you wait just a little too long.
Story of my life, huh, Peter? Oh, my God, there's way too much truth right there, way too much. Oh, my God, the story of my life, I've waited too long. Yes, it is true. To our guest, you are so right. As a matter of fact, we've tried to have Tanya on in the morning, on Saturday mornings, but I believe she's not on air. She takes Saturday off, so that's why we don't have her on. So she probably was going to do the program with us yesterday, but it was a little late for her, so it was cool. She has a great voice, though, that New York accent.
Is today the 25th?
Yes, it is.
Do you know who was on at 7 o'clock and actually is on air right now as we speak?
No, I was looking to see if he was on. I couldn't find him.
It says he is on. It says that he is on Saturday at 8 AM Central, which would be 7 o'clock or 8 AM Eastern, which would be 7 o'clock Central. So I got to find out if he's on. I'm having some internet issues right now.
I looked, sir, and he was not on.
Okay, maybe it was a typo or maybe it was a problem because
This morning.
Huh?
He did do a program, but when I went on at about 8:45, he wasn't on.
Okay. So maybe something happened there. We got to find out what that was
about. It's an on-demand episode, but I think he just finished up early. So we're going to have to announce this if he's going to be doing that. You know, Big Dog?
I'll join in. I can get up an hour early. You guys don't need to get up an hour earlier. Hell,
I can
you're
get up an hour early,
at dawn.
But the point is,
I can make my way over there.
You know, he was on, and now we have 5 hours, maybe 6 hours on now on Saturday. I think that's kind of cool. But,
yeah.
But Sonny, as you love to say, you know, if it's a meatball sandwich, does that make us the meatballs now?
Well,
think about it.
Yeah.
Meatballs.
Yeah. You're the meat of the sub sandwich, yes. So yeah, you added the meatball part. So
well, I think it's appropriate, Big Dog. What would you call this sandwich now? Because when I was in high school and there were three of us walking down the road, it was always I look over to my right, all the way over across to see the guy over there. Hey, right ball, and he'd answer, hey, left ball. Now you guys know the rest. That still doesn't leave us in a good position. Big Dog, what would you call it?
Even, for all that matters, you probably had the guys with the T-shirt with I'm with Stupid with the arrows pointed to the middle.
I never had those T-shirts.
Oh, see, I had my brothers had it, and they just thought it was so funny when I was standing next to them when they had that stupid shirt on. Matter of fact, I boycott those damn shirts.
And Ian wants to know why we're talking about the testes. Hey, it is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. We have another caller on Skype. We're going to bring him in right now. Remember, there's a one-second delay, caller, so a bad thought can go on forever. Let us know who you are and where you hail from. You are live on Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday.
Bloody hell, does he ever shut up?
No, I don't. Ian, good morning, Ian. Tell us, Lance Armstrong lost his titles. What's going on, Ian?
I have no idea. I don't really follow boxing. So.
Oh, fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen, I just feel great today. I've been feeling crappy all week, and today I'm alive, I'm awake, life is good. And it's great. So we have Ian on with us. Yes, Big Dog?
I have a question.
God.
Just in case other people don't know who you're talking about. Who are you talking about that coming on before us? No one knows. You guys never mentioned who it was.
What's it called?
Yes, it's Weigh In on Sports. And Cuervo's with us as well, so we've got him in the chat room too. So we got the worm, we got the testes, let's see, we got the meatballs, let's see, and we've got
now.
Ian!
I don't know about you guys. It's not no worm. It's more of an anaconda, but, you know, that's just me. Never mind.
Couch potato?
Oh, I leave it to the Big Dog. I love him.
Now, of course. Now, Ian, I know this is metric size, but what's your shoe size?
Size 11.
Yep. 11 and a half for me. Yep.
Big Dog, what are you? A 3?
13.
You're a 13? Oh, shit. Okay, I want to save a little bit of my dignity. Ian.
And also wide.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
It's a 13 wide, but, you know.
Ian, how tall are you?
5'9".
God damn it! I'm a size 11, and I'm 5'11". Ian is 5'9", and he's an 11. Couch potato's 11 and a half, and then we have a 13 wide. What the hell?
That's funny.
Oh, it's so funny. Wide. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about shoe size, and damn it. Damn it.
Yeah, well, I'm 5'9", and I'm a little bit overweight at about 200 pounds. So, you know, I'm going to crush you.
I wish I could say I was a little overweight.
Oh, no. Hey, it's all good. Couch potato, We were talking about weigh-in sports, were we not? No doubt about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, weigh-in sports talk is the name of the show that was evidently on. So I'm going to have to get a hold of Brian and find out what's going on, and because I could always join in. I get up a little later on Saturday because I can, but I would get up for his show if he was going to start off an hour earlier than your show and join them over there. I just said have a great Saturday morning from 7 o'clock until noon. It's going to be, you know, that's just good stuff.
I think it is. And by the way, before anything else, I kind of mess with Matt Alvarez. So before Matt Alvarez comes into the program, if you guys want to really get to him, he was doing his program at 1 o'clock yesterday. My wife woke me up, made lunch. And I think we were, I think we had to go pick up the girls because they get out at 3. Well, the girl, because she gets out at 3. And just before we left, I told Matt in the chat room, hey, Matt, dude, thanks as always. Good stuff. I got to go. I got to go be domestic. Oh, and the kids aren't here. So if you guys want to screw with Matt, you can go ahead. Yes. Hell, I'm feeling great this morning. Guys, I'm going to be available all weekend, all day, all night, all everything. I think life is good in the hood, guys.
There you go. Hold on. Now, you said you're going to be, what, up all day long and all night long?
Yeah, well, when you get some sunny, a lot of energy.
I was going to say, did you get some special? Did
you? Oh, God. Now I'm being slammed by the English.
Special little pills right there. That's what I want to know. And thank you, guest 99099. Yeah, I'm going to get up an hour earlier for some young guy. So, yeah, for some guy. Yeah, got it.
Oh, you're going to be doing Chinese then, huh? You're going
to some young guy.
Oh, that was good, big dog.
Is he bringing his friend Mi Pongas?
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, we have no. I mean, sometimes we go to James Bond and stuff, but we've gone beyond that this morning. Oh my God! Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, Ian is one of the stars here on Blog Talk Radio. He does quite a bit of stuff. As a matter of fact, he is a Sci-Fi Pulse in the chat room. He also does SFP Now. And it is one of the hit programs on Blog Talk Radio. It was before, and it is again. No, I'm not calling them the Omega, but whatever. For being 5'9" and size 11, damn it. He's one of the bigger guys here on Blog Talk Radio.
So 5'9" is average height, dude. Not that big.
We're actually all rather tall
over
here.
Yeah, but he's got a size 13 foot.
Well, no, that's the big dog. 13
oh,
wide.
13 wide.
Oh, God. Sonny, how tall are you?
I am 5'10".
Great. So we have 5'9", 5'10", 5'11". Big dog, how tall are you? And I'm asking height. And, you know, when you stand up, oh, I'm going to lose this one anyway. Go ahead. How tall are you?
6'2".
Bastard.
You're 6'2"?
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah, big dog, big guy.
So how tall's Couch Potato? How tall's Sonny?
Yeah, I'm 5'10", so, you know.
You're 5'10", so he's an American football. I mean, you play what, defense? You'd sound like, you know, you'd be in defense in American football, right?
I used to be skinny, so I was the kicker. So it was, and I did play a little bit on the defensive side. So, but most of the time I kicked a lot, so it was, you know.
Yeah, most of the time when I tried out for an American football team, I just ran like fucking hell.
That's why Darren Sproles is so successful in the NFL. He's just running away from people. If they are lucky to catch up with him, he's just running to make sure he doesn't get hurt. That's why Darren Sproles is so good.
Okay, our guest, Sproles, he's also 5'11".
It's kind of funny, guys. I once tried out for an American football team here in the UK. And it was under the guidance of a tutor I had when I was at college, because, you know, so I was kind of looking for other sports to have a go at. And he was sort of like pretty keen to get me into an American football team. Before I went out there, I said, look, I'd be crap. I can't catch a fucking ball. But he insists on taking me out there, yeah? And, you know, I go out there, I go on the field, I have a go, I get crushed. Yeah, I think he actually ran the equivalent of two American football pitches trying to get away from the fuckers. It was nice Denny Hill.
It's not fun getting hit. So.
Oh my God, Ian, you had. I've known Ian for a little while, and I had not heard that story. And Ian's got some great stories. As you know, Ian was our correspondent from the United Kingdom when we had the Olympics. He was giving us all the information coverage on both the Couch Potato Sports program and ours. That was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun being able to do that. And I know we're missing our mark. It's already 6:27. Chat room is, our guest has a 9EE. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's That's the question of the morning. What's your shoe size and what's your height? So there you go. You want to ruin your dignity, you know what to do.
That's right.
Guys, I used to play soccer too. Well, actually football, as we call it.
I was going to say, isn't that actually football from where you're at?
I'm just saying soccer to translate it to you guys in case you don't understand.
Yeah, I know. I think I did a translation of the Couch Potato program too. Our guest says, what I lack in shoe size, I make up in stability. That's great. Oh, that's cool, man. That's good. Cuervo has remained deceptively silent. And we're not going to put him on the spot.
Just as you say that, it comes up in the chat room. How about you, Cuervo?
I was waiting for it. Look, Cuervo can kick all of our butts anyway. He's younger, you know.
Younger, stronger, faster, and he's a Marine who knows how to kick ass.
Yeah. I mean, this guy on crutches,
kick our butts.
I
was afraid to even make fun of him, and he had a cast, because he probably could have outran me in the cast.
That's funny. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the time that we met in Las Vegas. It was actually the only time that all four of us were in the same thing, and it was all accidental. It was incredible, the timing for this. It was a lot of fun. But here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to continue. Ian, do you have any news for us? The Paralympics are going to be starting very soon, are they not?
Hold on. Before you get to the Paralympics, just really quick, because you sideswiped my question there, scorekeeper.
I told you, 5'11", 11. What do you want?
No. Not that question. What is the difference between Barry Bonds and the cyclist his name slipped in my mind because I'm not much
Lance
of a slight.
Armstrong.
Yeah, Lance Armstrong. Thank you. Lance Armstrong. What's the difference between Lance Armstrong and Barry Bonds? Isn't Lance Armstrong a cheater now? Isn't he a big cheater and liar, steal, thief, cheater?
Well, you obviously did miss everything. Look, I'm not sympathetic to Lance Armstrong. So that he was fighting and he finally threw in the towel.
Hey, Rocky was never thrown in the towel.
You're right. I had a buddy on yesterday. Hey, guys, I had my buddy on that I had not heard in a while. Probably in about a year, 2 years. He's an ex-Marine as well. I can say now. I didn't want to really say anything. His name is Tony. I've been begging him to come on air to be on air with me. It was interesting what he said, because we've played baseball together. Obviously, we went to high school for 2 years, because he was 2 years behind me. And I didn't get a chance to tell him. I alluded to it, but I wanted to give him props on what he said. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Ain't trying.
And there is...
That's an old Jesse Ventura saying.
I did not know that. And that shut me up. For those of you that were listening yesterday, when he said that, I was, There is so much truth to that, but I guess for me it depends what level of cheating. Look, guys, in baseball, everyone does it. When you play against a team, the first thing you do is the guy that's sitting on the bench, you sit his butt down and you tell him, third base coach, he's your job. Break the code. Because you know what? The other team is doing it to us. It's part of the game. So what is your level of cheating?
In baseball, if you want to cheat points, yeah, all you need to do is just hit the ball fucking low and aim for the pitcher's crotch.
Fair enough. That's what they call hitting it right back where it came from. Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, letmehearyou.com. Oh, my God, I love that place. I will be doing the Sunday night ESPN game. It is, of course, on DirecTV. Catch it on ESPN, and I will be doing the game on letmehearyou.com. So if you can tolerate me even more, your fault.
I might maybe shed some light on the question that Calvin was saying.
Thank you, big dog. I thought you would be able to do that for me.
Look at what. Okay, look. Brian is in the chat room. Thank you. Tim is in the chat room. They were with us yesterday. And Tim already is saying, did Armstrong test positive? And he was tested hundreds of times.
So was Barry Bonds.
So was Barry Bonds. But I think what the difference is the fact is you could see the physical changes in Barry Bonds' body. I mean, you know, hence his nickname that I gave him, you know, Big Head Little Balls.
I'm sorry, what was that, Big Dog?
Big Head Little Balls, that's according to his wife and his girlfriend.
That's right. Thank you for clearing that up.
But the thing is, with Lance Armstrong, he's always looked the same. I mean, yes, bicycling is a different type of sport. He probably worked out differently. I mean, the man was extremely lean, muscle, probably something like under 5% body fat. And maybe they took different types of performance enhancing steroids that causes the changes differently. But the thing is, with Barry Bonds, you could see the physical changes in his body, whereas Lance Armstrong has always looked the same. And the fact that sometimes, I mean, just like maybe not as much this time, but you know, Michael Phelps might be a little bit of an example. 4 years ago when he was just, I mean, head and shoulders and everything else above everybody was just that much better than everyone in the world. That's the type of person Lance Armstrong was. I mean, sometimes a person comes around where they're just head and shoulders better than anybody that's living. And that was Lance Armstrong for those many years. Whether or not he was doping, people say he was, people don't say he was. I mean, he did pass all the tests, so I mean, no one will ever know but him. And if there was any witnesses, you know, if there are some that have come out, you know, they've been all proved, not proved wrong, but they couldn't prove that he was doping. So, you know, just like Barry Bonds, you know, we all say Barry Bonds did it, but we could see that Barry Bonds did it. I mean, we could see the physical change. I mean, you yourself have that picture couch of Barry Bonds. I mean, I didn't recognize the man when you put that picture the very first time. I was like, who the hell is that?
Yeah, exactly.
And you say it was Barry Bonds. I'm like, oh, my God, it's Barry Bonds from his Pittsburgh days. But Lance Armstrong has always looked the same. So, as I said, I don't know what type of steroids they were taking and how they affected the body, but I think that's why people are a little bit more sympathetic towards or empathetic towards Lance Armstrong rather than Barry Bonds. Because they're both aloof. They're both stuck-up bastards. But
yeah, they're cheating. He's a cheater. You know, if he does it, you're talking about a guy who's fought cancer. He's fought everything. And now all of a sudden, he's too tired. He doesn't want to go ahead and try to fight the battle no more. It's just too much. Oh, BS. BS. The guy's a cheater. He's just now tired. Now what he's tired of is trying to defend it anymore, and that's what he's tired of. He's tired of trying to disprove it. He's tired of going through all the nonsense and everything. And I get it if that's what he wants to do. But while he does that, he puts himself right in the. I think I have no difference in my opinion between Barry Bonds and Lance Armstrong. They're the same guy. They got they got busted, and he doesn't want to debunk it anymore. That's part of the game. That's part of what he signed up for when he became a cyclist. And let's be honest, all he has to do is say, "No, I didn't do it." I can see how that can really, really have an emotional toll on him.
We actually have quite a few comments in the chat room, and before we get to them, Big Dog, help me out on them. Take a look. Our guest, 99099, dude, register at Blog Talk Radio.
He did.
Oh, well, wait a minute. No, you're commenting. I guess
that's
online ID, 99099. That's pretty creative. Right now, I do want to welcome all of our guests that have come into the chat room. As I mentioned, Tim, Brian are in there as well. Couch Potato, first of all, I have no man crush on Lance Armstrong. Did you hear the description that the Big Dog was giving on it? I mean, athletic, lean, 5%. I'm like, hell, I never even knew that. I haven't even noticed that. But be that as it may.
I'm like Roger, though.
I knew it. There's Ian.
Like
damn it.
Roger. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Thanks, Ian. That, you blew me a lot of love on that one. Thank you. Wow, but no. First of all,
this morning,
there is no difference between me having any affection for Lance Armstrong than I do for Barry Bonds. I think you really missed yesterday's program. It was kind of honest. There were sports fans that were commenting about Barry and Lance in the same sentence. And the comment of the Hall of Fame was mentioned live and in the archive, and again, I remained silent. I remain silent.
That's just because Big Dog had a big old gag on you. That's why.
The Big Dog was actually very smart because he went to his daughter's football game. And, you know, she's a cheerleader. And Big Dog, I'm sorry to say this live, your youngest daughter, well, actually, all your daughters are hotties. But the youngest one, oh, my God, she's a cheerleader. Oh, my God.
Well, thank you very much for that.
I'm sorry, Big Dog. Your other friends have said, dude, don't show us these pictures on Facebook. She's a hottie. We feel bad. And I'm like, well, I guess.
Well,
Big Dog is thinking I'm going to kick his ass next time I see him.
I'm extremely proud of my daughters and how pretty they are. And you know, like I said, you know, as I've always said, you know, they did take after their dad. That's why they're good looking. So,
prick. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian only had a 40-minute program this morning. Yeah, I woke up at 15 minutes till, so he wasn't on anymore. But, look, Tim yesterday said in the chat room that he believes Barry Bonds is a Hall of Famer, and I ignored that chat. Or that
he is a Hall of Famer.
Well, there you are.
Guess 99099 has a very interesting thing here. He says Barry was the best player in history of the game before he took anything. Lance took something to become the best. Big difference. Now, we don't know that for sure, Guess 99099, that Lance took from the very, very beginning. And as far as Barry being the best player of all time,
No,
he's not.
Well, the statement that Barry was the best player in history of the game before he took anything, that might be a stretch as well.
Yeah. And also the fact, you know what, whether or not he is or is not the best player of all time, the fact he took steroids or the fact that we can see the physical changes in his body, that just totally taints his legacy. So
and it taints Lance Armstrong's too.
As far as Barry's concerned, you know what? Yeah, you can say anything you want. Yeah, just like we talk about another fun spot, Mr. Marshall McGuire, you know, before and after. You know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. He did it. Okay, you know, that taints his legacy.
Mm-hmm. You're right. All right, guys, hold on a minute. Who the hell logged in under Sports Talk with the guys? I'm going to beat the crap out of you guys. Who logged in under Sports Talk with the guys?
I think I'm couch potato, so it's not me.
Oh, I know, but I'm in here, you idiot. Now I'm going to have to go after everyone, all 46 people associated with NDB Media. I mean, come on.
Not me.
No, I know. I don't think you even asked for talk with a guy, Ian. But, and you're in the chat room, but anyway.
It's probably Zeke.
Maybe so. Hey, we got Cuervo in the chat room. We did. We lost Cuervo.
Oh, that's the guilty party, then. I mean, that's Cuervo.
He might have had to go to work. Saturdays are becoming very hard for him. That's why Sunday mornings, that being said, is a better show for him to be a part of. So that he might have bailed out because he had to go to work.
Fair enough. Tim, I need you to reset your font in the whisper that you sent me. Uh-oh. I put you on blast. Yeah, because it's all these little wingy-dingy symbols. I don't understand what it is. So go ahead, Tim. Try again. Yeah,
some people like to send me whispers,
but it doesn't always come through based on the font. I'm sorry, Ian. Go ahead.
I've got a bit of really positive news for you guys, if you want to talk about something a bit more positive.
I'll get back to Barry Bonds in a moment. But, Ian, yes, give us a positive news, because the couch potato is not going to let me go on this one.
Yeah, Mo Farah, the 5,000 meters and 10,000 meters Olympic champion, he's become the father of twin girls this weekend. And basically, the Team GB star and the double Olympic gold medalist, he told Sky News that he and his wife, Tania, welcomed two new arrivals on Friday the 24th. My wife gave birth to two beautiful girls. It was very exciting, he said. When asked if he would be joining his wife at her bedside, Farah, who was in Birmingham preparing for tomorrow's Aviva Grand Prix, said, No, I've got a race tomorrow, haven't I? 5,000, 10,000 meter Olympic champion is rumoured to have signed up as a guest mentor for the current series of The X Factor, in which you also star in a series of adverts of the Virgin Media alongside Usain Bolt. So, you know, that's a bit of good upbeat news there.
Wow, that's great. You know, he was running, he was getting in shape because he was going to have to be getting all them diapers, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations to him. Did you say he had twin girls or twin boys?
Twin girls.
Wow. Congratulations to him. Wins the gold medal, a double gold medal, and twin girls. Woohoo! He's going to be running around in about 15, 16 years, huh, big dog?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they'll be running faster than him, more than likely.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Very quickly, Couch Potato, if I do have a man crush, it's on guest 99099. I love his line. All he did was swing for the fences. Any idiot can do that. Look at Dave Kingman or Adam Dunn.
Hey, but you want to know what? Any idiot can do it, but not too many achieved what he did.
I prefer guest 990.
And plus, I've changed my opinion on Adam Dunn.
Oh, God. What is your opinion?
My opinion that he's probably one of the best eyes in baseball right now.
You've been hanging around Andrea too much, huh?
No. Now we actually started talking about this on the show the other Friday morning, and I had officially changed my opinion before the show, and I think she was shocked that I did. But you got to realize this guy has probably one of the best eyes in Major League Baseball. Yeah, he's got a horrible average, but folks, you got to remember how many times this guy's being walked, okay? And those don't count as at-bats anymore, or anymore. They never have counted as bats. But if you live
well,
along
actually,
the line,
they do, Sonny.
If you live along the line that a walk is as good as a single, this guy is probably batting close to 350.
Okay, well, funny you would say that, sir.
And I knew you would have a comeback
count
for me.
On base percentage, and I still think that he's heavier than his on base percentage.
You still think what?
I think he is heavier than his on base percentage.
Well,
because a guy that walks a lot
fat, yes,
should have.
I'm...
Well, if he is as good as you say, he should have a 400% on base percentage.
Oh, come on. You can't give the guy a break. He's got the most base on balls in major leagues right now. Okay.
Good for him. And Sonny, by the way, I was giving him props when I do the baseball games. You heard me do that.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, I said, much to my distress, he's hitting a lot. But big deal. That's about it. He strikes out so much. He leaves so many guys on base. It's pathetic. The team would actually be a lot better if he actually put the ball in play more often, but it's okay.
He does.
Oh my God.
The ball in play more often by walking. He's the highest walking baseball player right now in the major leagues. Of course, that's a hit. That's not a walk. It's a hit when you've got that good of an eye and you can lay out. Now, granted, he does strike out, but at the same time, he's still, if you take some of the, and I'm talking about half of the walks that he has, he would be batting close to 350, and you mark him as singles. He would be batting 350, and we'd be talking about how great he is.
Mark him as singles? No! There's a statistic
for
that called on-base percentage. Oh, by the way, Matt Alvarez, apparently he woke up and someone peed in his cornflakes this morning because he said, hey, speaking of idiots, Roger, you're one of them, in case you forgot what you said 5 minutes ago. I can't remember what I said a minute ago.
I was going to say 35 seconds. He could be the king of hypocrisy, and he wouldn't even know it.
Yeah, and wow, Matt, how big was the bird or raccoon that peed in your cornflakes?
Oh, good Lord.
Yes.
Ha ha, very funny.
I knew you were going there. I just had coffee in my mouth before I could answer that. I'm just glad.
Oh, yes, it was coffee. Come on, guys, you know what to do. Come on into the program. 347-637-2306. that was Matt that tried to log in on NDB Media. Oh, so he heard when I went off.
speaking of that, folks, don't miss Tuesday's show on the Couch Potato Sports Show, by the way, because I've got on one of the hottest.
What time are you on?
Huh?
What time are you on?
I'm on at 9 o'clock on Tuesday.
Sweet. Go ahead. Continue.
And why? Are you going to be on the time? I can change the time.
No, not at all, Sonny. Go ahead. No, I don't have to change anything that I've been doing for 5 years. Go ahead, Sonny.
I didn't necessarily know that. You think like I know the schedule of 9,000 shows that are over on NDB Media. I only got to worry about
it's
my
not
one,
that. I know the schedule of everyone else. Go ahead, Sonny. Who do you have on as a guest?
Hey,
I had to poke
sure.
you, Sonny. Sonny,
and,
look, this is how... Sonny, this is how out of control things are at NDB Media. One of my hosts, I said, do you want to move over to Monday because I have an open slot at 8 o'clock? You know what she did? She moved it up to 8 o'clock on Tuesday. No, 7 o'clock on Tuesday when I'm on. I'm like, all right. God,
well, whenever it doesn't conflict with NDB Media Sports, okay.
Not at all, Sonny, but I could move my program knowing that if you're going to be on at 7 p.m.
No problem, Sonny.
I'll just change my life knowing I've been on for the last 4 years.
I listen to every show on sport. Actually,
you do.
I listen to a lot of them. I do.
Yeah, you do.
I have to admit it. I'm an NDB Media junkie. But
have you listened to my show?
I listen. Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah, what a load of shit that show is. I'm telling you.
Don't cut it out.
No, the only problem is sci-fi is not necessarily my forte, although I do love Dead Zone, the Dead Zone with the guy from the young kid from Vacation, his name is slipping my mind. Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah,
I do like that show. I've just discovered that I'm on episode 10 of the first seasons, and I got all of them. So,
that show was canceled about 2-3 years ago.
It's too bad. Anyway, whenever I do find out when there's an opening so I don't go over Indie Media Sports at least, okay, I'm going to have on an interview that I had with last night with one of the best wrestlers, in my opinion, Ernest the Cat Miller will be back up on my show. He's been on my show before. I'm going to have him again, Ernest the Cat Miller, on the Couch Potato Sports Show. A good friend of mine, and he insults the hell out of me towards the end of it. You'll love it. Good stuff there on the Couch Potato Sports Show. I just had to get that out because we have Matt Alvarez in the chat room there. So, we can throw the interview on his show if he wanted to.
When you say wrestler, do you mean, you know, as in, so like, is it the ECW or something, you know, the different wrestling organizations you have over there?
Well, no, he was back in the 90s. He was with WCW. He ended his career with WWE during the wrestling wars on Monday night, and he was part of the WCW roster at that time. He's a three-time karate champion, a one-time judo champion as well. This guy, and not only that, he's got a personality of – unbelievable personality. He is so funny. He is so great. And it's almost like he has never got out of his character as Ernest the Cat Miller. He's just so great, and that's why I love having him on the show.
As a matter of fact, Couch Potato did tell me, and he asked me several times, have you listened to Matt Alvarez's anniversary program? Sonny was raving about it. You told me that it was pretty damn funny, right?
I loved it.
It was last weekend, ladies and gentlemen. And if Matt can go ahead and tell us how many years it was for that anniversary program, apparently it was real good. But I actually heard it from quite a few people that it was rather funny. But this is what Matt Alvarez has been saying. Roger, you also said, and I quote, I'm going to beat the crap out of all 46 hosts. It's a crime to assault someone under 18, says
yes.
Matt.
Yeah,
I'm kind of reading
what's going on in the chat room here. Guest 99099 is saying to Matt Alvarez here, Roger will hunt you down, Matt, and you won't like that end result.
Dude, Todd Washburn has to call in this morning. I guessed who it was. Very lively. Todd, get your butt in here.
I knew it was him. I had a feeling it was Todd Washburn.
I had no idea.
I think it is Todd Washburn, because that's just the way that he talks and stuff like that. I think it is Todd.
And he didn't flip out when I said I had a man crush on him. I was like, uh-oh.
Roger Ringy only has man crushes on 99099.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
That's not necessarily breaking news, but that's good information in the chat room there, Tim. I like that.
I'm going to check that one out.
Someone in the chat room sent me a private message and told me to tell Scorekeeper that the rumor mill has the Yankees selling CeCe Sabathia, Teixeira, and Jeter to Oakland for Tommy Malone. Malone? He said they want to be Boston when they grow up.
Thank you, Big Dog.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are having a good time. Believe it or not, the first hour has gone by.
We can continue the BS into our show, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, guys, we want to just let everyone know that we are Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday, just in case if you didn't. And I stole that line from the Couch Potato. We are doing a four-hour block of sports this morning. I guess Matt Alvarez was checking this morning either to see his numbers and or if he wanted to do another program after. So I'm going to throw that out to Matt. I do apologize to the guest because he claims he's not Todd, and that's cool. Brian was up late last night with us on the Couch Potato Sports program. Maybe that's why he hasn't called in yet. But, give us a call, guys. We're having a great conversation. This is cool. I mean, we're international here. We've got the Big Dog from cattle country. We've got me from Southern California. We have Ian from across the pond from the United Kingdom and from the Republic of Texas. We have a Couch Potato. And we have everyone else in the chat room. We've got the Canadian
Knucklehead. Yeah, don't forget our Knucklehead.
Yeah, the Canadian Knucklehead. Knucklehead, he's in there too. And it's all good. Matt, just move to Saturdays. It'll make life easier. Well, if Matt wants to do a Friday and a Saturday, slot's open. And I didn't say slut. I said slot, before you guys get excited. because there's still some legalities about age here that we have to watch. So we'll see. But, look, Adam Dunn has an on-base percentage. I'm not going to let this one go. Has an on-base percentage of his career is .371. It's .339.
Yeah.
And he has struck out 180 times, Sonny, and he only has 91 hits. For every hit, he has struck out twice.
That's not true. You're incorrect,
Sonny,
about that.
Sonny, he's got 91 hits.
I don't care. You
struck out 180 times.
No. A walk is good as a hit. In reality, he's got 178
hits. Okay, getting on base, yes, Sonny. A walk is as good as a hit.
How many guys can say that they've been on base 178 eight times?
A lot of people, actually.
I don't know if that number is going to be a very high number. Okay,
actually,
there's not too many of them that have been.
Yeah, I know a few hookers that could probably say that.
Oh. Did you hear that? Ian
no,
knows
I didn't.
A few hookers that could say that.
Yeah, of course. We're going to pull up the trusty stats.
The couch potatoes obviously got a little wild hair up his butt if he's going to argue with me when it comes to baseball
stats. I'll put it out there. I've got the man crush on Adam Dunn, and the reason being is I think...
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I think that was the best eyes in baseball. I really
do. I'll be the impartial guy. I told you that he's played 123 games. He's had 440 at bats. He's got 91 hits with 89 walks and 180 strikeouts.
So this is what this means, guys. 440 at bats. With 91 hits, that's the .207 average. But when you add the walks, and that's why I said there's a number for this. It's called on base percentage. His on base percentage
is .339.
Yes, and his career is .371. And so,
yeah.
And here's what all the nerds love using. His OPS is .839 for a man who is supposed to be the guy. .839. Well, come on, Tim. You tell me. How's .839 for a guy of Adam Dunn? So, speaking of such, I'm going to find out which side of the fence Ryan sits on.
I'm not putting him up in Barry Bonds era there. But
cut it out. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm saying that the guy does have skills, and you're not giving him credit for his skills because you think he's fat.
Okay, Brian, I'm going to mess with you that you already joined up. Adam Dunn, let's hear your opinion about Adam Dunn.
He is the only fantasy player that can hit 3 home runs in a game and still only have 2 points.
That's funny. That is funny, and there's a lot of truth to that, ladies and gentlemen. I've always said, Sonny, that Adam Dunn is a fantasy stud. But in the real world, he's beyond overrated.
The people's opinion of overrated and everything, but I'm just saying he's not as bad as you think that he is. In reality, he's better than most. And as much as – and don't get me wrong, I do love the jokes and everything that come that way because I'm just sick that way. I love to hear anybody make fun of someone. But the reality of the census is that he's not as bad as you think that he is in reality.
Well, if you add up his hits and his walks, he's had 180 hits and 180 strikeouts.
Yeah.
To me, that's not that great.
Yeah.
Every other time, he's going to get on base. If it was a hit, I would say maybe that'd be great.
Sonny, but every other time,
Sonny, here's my thing against him. Sonny,
every
here's
other
my
time
thing against
still,
him.
Hey, listen.
Adam
every
Dunn
other time
leads
is 500.
All of baseball in men left on base and in run scoring. He has left so many ducks in the pond. Oh, thank you, Tim. He's rated 67 of all of baseball on OPS, or on-base percentage. He's 67. So, okay, fine. Wherever you want to rate that in whichever quintile or septuple, whatever, wherever you want to rate him, The point is, he has left more ducks on, in the pond than anyone in the last 4 years. He is the left-on-base maven. He has had so many opportunities compared to everyone else, and he comes up as the worst when it comes to having opportunities to hit runs in. That's okay, Sonny. I understand what you're saying, but when it comes down to it, he is actually the worst when it comes to leaving runners on base. So what I'm saying is, for the opportunities that he should have had, he's really actually lame. He's really no good, Sonny. He's the guy that's supposed to hit them in. He's getting paid the money, and he's not.
Now, the part I agree with you, he's getting paid $14 million, which is too much.
And good for him. Good for him. Someone was stupid enough to offer him that money. So good
exactly.
for him.
Exactly. He had to jump on it, and he had to jump on it. And reason being, and I don't think it's necessarily because of all of his baseball skills, but you've got – he is – and I'm not – like I said, I don't think he's top 10, but I just don't think he is as bad as you
he's
think that he is.
He's not the top 50 either.
Well, look at it that way. That's the same thing too. He leads the, right now. When I just look at some of the stats and everything that I see regarding Adam Dunn, and I put it together. Yes, in a fantasy world, because when you're looking at numbers, and let's be honest, when you're and I'm not saying that he's a Hall of Famer. Lord knows he's not.
Here we go.
Okay, so let's don't start with that talk or think that I've lost my mind enough to where I think this guy is a Hall of Famer.
Sonny. Hold on. Ian's leaving us. The man from across the pond. Thank you, Ian. Appreciate it. I guess we'll be talking to you very soon. If not today, sometime tomorrow. I will be on with the Couch Potato tomorrow from 8 to 10 Pacific time. So just want to let you know about that, Ian. And that'll be about
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, it's athletics on tomorrow anyway. So I'll be watching that tomorrow afternoon. So might be able to contribute a little bit more.
The Couch Potato program and some athletics news. So there you go.
Yep,
that
being
right.
said, tomorrow morning.
Appreciate
Three
it.
Hours. Three
Thanks,
hours.
Ian. Yeah, it's from 8 to 10 Pacific time.
It's actually going to be 8 to 11 Pacific time because we're doing 3 hours tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. You are the bomb.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Guys, I've got to go. Just got a phone call from my sister. And she's demanding I get my ass over there and fix her computer, so.
Yeah, she wants you to fix her computer.
Yeah, hurry up and take your size 11 over there, Ian. There may be some opportunity for you on the way over. Let me tell you, Ian is a ladies' man, a rat bastard. He is.
I'll do anything for free lunch. Hey.
That was good, Ian. Thanks, buddy.
Especially tacos. Tacos is probably one of his favorite meals, right?
What the fuck are tacos?
We'll figure it out a little bit later, Ian. You just got slammed on here by potato. Don't worry about it, pal. That was one that was lost in translation, but that was good. That joke actually translates into Spanish as well, believe it or not, Sonny.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Ian. We've been dominating this. Brian has been Emily Post there in the background. Brian, now you know what it feels like for me when I'm on your program.
Oh,
Adam Dunn, number three in runs. He's the number
here
one
go,
in
dude.
Home runs.
Jesus
and he
Christ.
Is
oh my
number,
God almighty.
Let's see here, number one in RBIs. You know, yes, he is number one in Ks.
Now, also, guest 99, you know, our boy over there says that Curtis Granderson is in the same boat as Adam Dunn, and I readily acknowledge that. He hits a lot of home runs, but he is a detriment to the team, I really believe. But I like Curtis Granderson because he happens to be in pinstripes. So there. But we're talking about Adam Dunn, and I don't want to waste more time on Adam Dunn, but go ahead, Sonny. Go ahead and attempt.
Number eight in taken bases.
Oh, here we go. Okay, well, good. So he's top 10 in walks?
Isn't he number one in cooling off the fans because he fans out so much? He just
yeah,
them
that's
off with
true. Yes, he definitely keeps the stadiums, you know, nice and cool with the wind from the strikeouts, definitely.
Thank you, Peter. I did say that one time that he leads Major League Baseball in whiffs, and he is the human air conditioner.
Yeah, better than Bank One Ballpark, by the way. Bank One Ballpark is nice and cold when you go in there. So, yeah, he definitely helps the wind.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I am sorry. I am sorry. Adam Dunn is fighting global warming. I do apologize. I will reconsider that because of him. We are not as, dare I say, as hot as we think we are. Adam Dunn, you are the greenie of the world. Thank you, Adam Dunn.
Well, I don't know if you guys have seen the chat room, but Brian chimes in with his shoe size. He says he's a 12 triple E.
Oh, my Lord.
That's a joke, man. I'm a 12 D.
Yeah, there you go, D. Keep
it. Well, Brian, I threw it at you, dude. I threw it at you when I said, oh, my Lord. That's where you should have said, yeah, I've been getting that a lot for my shoe size.
yeah.
Brian's just a nice guy, though, dude. He won't do that. Yeah, but we haven't perverted him yet. But if Sonny keeps talking man crushes, we don't know where we're going to go with this. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian has an awesome show. It's on Wednesdays and on Sundays. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific.
And
it's Way In Sports. The man is doing about 20,000 downloads per episode. And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put that out there. But, yeah. He is. He is the bomb, and he's doing very well. Good for you, Brian. Seriously, good for you, dude.
Thank you, man. We're having a lot of fun in the football world. So now that it's starting, I'm excited just to talk about it every week. So we're having a blast.
He has a fervent fan base, and when you go into the chat room, there's usually a lot of people in there. You heard me tell Brian, hey, you see, Brian, you're pretty quiet on this program. See how it feels? It's because Brian has always said, come on, Raj, you know, come on in, say something. I'm like, hell no. You have a rabid fan base over there that they'll tear me a brand new one. And I have no desire to be embarrassed over there.
Yeah, they are crazy and passionate about their team. So.
Yeah, they are. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been having a good time this morning. I know that we're going to go ahead and continue. Even after this program is over with the couch potato, I don't know if Matt was serious if he was going to do a program later on today. Let me know in the chat room, Matt. Please, there was a reason why you were logging in. We need some parental oversight on the account, but that's neither here nor there.
he
asked for it this morning, but that's fine.
He's going to kick your ass.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure he does, but he's only 5'10", so who cares?
He is going to kick your ass. That's for
sure. Hey, Brian, how tall are you, dude?
6 foot.
Oh, shit. Okay, fine.
6 foot, 185.
Wow, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Shoe size and height. Let's hear. As you know, Ian, who just bowed out, was 5'9 and an 11. I'm 5'11 and 11. Catch potatoes, 5'10 and an 11 and a half. And, of course, the big dog is 12W. Jesus. No, 13W. Jesus.
Hey, guys, I have a friend that's 6 foot with an 18. But
damn.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
That, wow, that doesn't translate, but I believe it. An 18?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We're still talking shoe size, Brian. We're not talking IQ.
All right, shoe size.
Oh, wow. Okay. Jeez.
Not your age, your shoe size.
Yeah, that shut us all up. Did you notice? It went quiet. It really did. We're like, wow. That was pretty bad. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead.
I talked to his girlfriend, and the shoe and the other is not the same, so.
Oh, really? Really? So she said that, huh?
Yeah, that's not a true myth out there, so don't believe everything you hear.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Spoken for someone that actually knows. And Brian does know quite a bit of stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, we're well into our second hour. We're having a damn good time this morning, I dare I say. It's just been a lot of fun. Thank you for being tolerant, because everyone is still in the chat room. They haven't left us. Big Dog, do you have a story? Oh, no. Screw you, Big Dog. Brian, what do you bring to the table this morning? What's the next topic?
Well,
and if you say, let's go to Big
Russell
Dog.
Wilson.
I'm sorry?
Russell Wilson for the Seattle Seahawks, man, he's doing amazing right now as a rookie. How good is he going to be during the regular season? This kid looks unstoppable.
Sonny?
Preseason.
Yeah, it is preseason, ladies and gentlemen.
He's a rookie, and it's preseason.
Yeah, you know. Wait a minute. I wanted to go back. Hold on.
Any place for the Seahawks.
Yeah, wait a minute. Matt said something about someone else being suspended on the Giants, and I guess I missed it. So
yeah,
let's go back to it.
Our old roly-poly friend, Mr. Bartolo Colon, has gotten a 15 pen.
No, but he's from the A's. Matt Alvarez said there was someone on the Giants, so let's see.
Well, he was talking about Melky Cabrera, and how he heard how the A's also had someone that got suspended. Read the chat room correctly there, scorekeeper. He was talking about Bartolo Colon.
Brian, how is this kid Russell going to do this year?
Okay.
I don't know. I think he's a very intelligent kid. He played, you know, he could have played Major League Baseball. He played in the minor system. I think he's going to do very well. I think Seattle could possibly be a playoff team. He looks good. I know it's preseason, Sonny, but I've seen other quarterbacks in preseason not look half as good as he does.
Oh, that Russell from the Seahawks. Okay. It is preseason. I know who you're talking about now. I was just being sarcastic when you said John Russell. I said, isn't he a baseball player? It's all washed up already. Okay. I know his first game. I don't know anything about his second game. For me to go out there, I'm just reaching. I have no idea. You really think he looks that good, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, he's better than I thought he would be. He's looking better than other quarterbacks that I'm seeing. So, I mean, he's going to start, it looks like, the first game, I believe.
Wow. All right. We know the Couch Potato says it is preseason. Big Dog, what's your opinion on that? Have you been watching the Mariner quarterback?
No, I'm not. I've heard a few things about him, quite a few highlights. He is doing a lot, very well, but I take the same stance as Scott said. It's preseason. We'll see what happens in the regular season. He looks like he's going to be good in the regular season, but, you know, up until he gets in there with all the regular guys, we'll see.
It's just practice. Yeah, just practice. Just practice.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you know or don't know, we're making fun of an ex-76er.
It's just practice. Take half of his walks and add them as hits, he's batting .323.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
That's half his walks.
Oh, my Lord. All right. Do you know what a walk means?
Means
that he didn't get a hit.
Means it's a single. Means he's got a damn good eye. Means he's got a damn good eye.
Okay, and Sonny, I'm going to ask Tim to do a little bit of research. Because at one time, a walk did equate to a hit legally in the statistics of baseball. That was in the 1880s.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. Walk
get
is
your
good
head in the ballgame, Sonny.
If they teach it in Little League, it's good enough for the major leagues. Okay?
Oh, my Lord. Big Dog, what else do we have on tap?
Yes, 99099 says no, walks aren't singles. Walks are bad control.
Oh, God. I don't want to talk about his dexterity now, and I don't want to know if he's a righty or lefty when it comes to bat control. Let's move on.
No, not bat control. Bad control by the pitcher.
Oh, love him again. Actually, Sonny, a walk is as good as a hit, but statistically speaking, and the scorekeeper has a little bit of knowledge when it comes to those things, it does not equate to the batting average. It does equate to the on-base percentage. And as Tim was so kind and, dare I say, backing me up, or we'll say supporting for the rest of you to understand, he's rated 62nd in OPS. And
how many baseball players are in Major
crazy.
League Baseball?
I'm sorry, what?
How many players are in Major League Baseball?
Big Dog, what's our next story?
I'm just saying he's not as bad as you want him to
and
be.
And he's not as good as anyone wants him to be.
The best thing to come along since sliced bread. I'm just saying he's not as bad as you want him to be.
As bad as I want him to be.
this will explain it better for you. This will give you the understanding. Walks equates to a hit for everyone except Adam Dunn. How's that?
I guess so, yes.
That's funny. Let me put it to you this way. Andrea Lamont has the biggest crush on Adam Dunn the world has ever known.
Yes, she does.
Yes. And every time Adam Dunn fails, it allows me to...
Yes.
So knowing that Adam Dunn is as sucky as he is, it just makes me feel good.
It just adds on to the fun for you.
Yes, and that's all it does. I really don't care about Adam Dunn.
But I'm not in love with Adam Dunn as much as she is. But I can look at the stats and see that he is not as bad as you think he is, but he's not as good as Andrea thinks he is. But I can see that he is right up there, and he's not the worst player in Major League Baseball. So that's the only thing I'm saying.
And the thing that Andrea and I have had going over the last 2 years is the fact that she believes he's a fantasy stud.
He is a fantasy stud when it comes to home runs and RBIs, relatively speaking.
Yep. But in the real world, and that's where she kind of got a little unhappy with me, but in the real world, he sucks.
Yeah.
He doesn't. She went out to defend him, and I said, Andrea, and Tim knows I did my freaking homework on this. I was on Tim, where do I go searching for the left on base and all this? And even Tim was like, whoa, wow, Rod, that's an odd statistic. And I went and I found it on some obscure website, and I went game by game, and I compared the 10 top hitters. And of the 10 top, he didn't even rate in the upper percentile when it came to runners left on base. So my argument to her was, yeah, he's a fantasy stud, but in the real world, he sucks when runners are on base, and he's paid to hit runners in. So I love the argument that Andre and I have, and it's going to go on forever.
It will never stop. I think that's why it's fun. I'm in between it, but I don't see Adam as bad as you think he is. That's all.
You're in between it.
Yes, I'm a tweener. I'm a tweener.
He's the meat of the Andrea.
Oh, you know what, Big Dog? You can go to hell now.
And Big Dog's the lettuce.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a caller from the 510 area code. Caller, you're in.
Oh, now you're going to talk crap about Andrea.
There he is.
Oh, you don't give anybody a break, do you?
Oh, my God. Not today, guys. I'm on a lot of medication. It is unreal. I mean, seriously, guys, you guys have been listening in for a while.
Crash and burn in about 3 hours.
Yeah, that's true. You guys have been listening for several months now, and you know that I've been down for a while now. And the Big Dog knows I am, all kidding aside, I am under a lot of medication. And that's why I've been pretty quiet lately. But today, hell no. And I think even Brian can tell that yesterday I started to come out of that shell, huh, Brian?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and last night's program, I was like, it's getting a little chipper. And this morning, Everyone, you know what? I'm like the guy in the Eddie Murphy joke. He can't sit still. He can't sit still. You know, the marksman trying to shoot everyone? That's me. So, yeah, Matt. And I've actually avoided, picking on you today, Matt. What does that say?
That says a lot. And, I was only trying to sign in. Yes, that was me trying to sign in under NDB Media because I just was too lazy to log out and log back in as me. So.
Oh, that's even funnier, Matt. I love it. I'm just too damn lazy.
Yeah,
that was good, Matt. I love
times,
it.
So
that was
I
cool.
Understand.
And he heard me on air. Who the hell is logging in?
Yes, I heard when you said that. I heard you. And you said, I'm going to beat the crap out of all 46 hosts. And I was like, I was just rolling on that one.
I'm going to have to make that part of the program. I'm going to have to make that in the annual program because I commented about what you said earlier. Hey, so Matt, what were you talking about yesterday, dude? Because I quite frankly had business with my wife, and dude, I'm sorry. I had to go.
Yeah, you were just leaving just when I was talking about it. As you all know, you know, I got a lot of heat last week because everybody kept asking me, how can Melky Cabrera from the Giants get suspended and admit that he's finally taking drugs after all this time? Why couldn't he say something earlier? I said, I don't know. But now we find out that I found out on Wednesday from my dad when he said, well, you're not the only one who's in trouble. I said, really? Who's that? You? He said, no. One of our players. Their greatest player is also now their greatest, you know, albatross dragging them down underwater. Their biggest home run hitter, he's just admitted that he's been doing steroids, and now he's suspended for 50 games, too. So now the A's and the Giants are both in a lot of water. They're in big trouble. I don't know if either one of them will make it to the playoffs or even the World Series.
So, Matt, who is the other player that you're talking about now? We know Melky Cabrera, but who's the other one?
The one from the A's, I can't remember.
Oh, the pitcher, right? Bartolo Colon?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, you know, guys, that one came out in the middle of the week. I know we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but, Matt, the Athletics have been very surprising this league. This year. No one expected them to be doing as well as they are. Is this it for the Athletics?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Okay, well, we already know for the couch potato, no. Matt, are they done? Because I'm going to go around the table on this one.
I don't think that they're necessarily done. This is going to hurt them, but I don't think that they're going to be done.
Okay,
same
Brian.
Thing about, same thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Matt.
Same thing about the Giants. You know, everybody thinks that the Giants aren't going to make it, but I don't think that they're done either. They still have a fighting chance if the league lets them.
Okay. Matt, I'm sorry. Brian, your opinion on that about the Athletics. You know Bartolo Colon tested positive for testosterone, which I think someone somewhere actually said, not steroids, but testosterone. Nope,
yes.
That's steroids.
I didn't necessarily know that was a steroid. So.
Hold on a minute, guys. Hey, Matt, we're getting a little bit of feedback. Can you turn the volume down on your computer? Or, say something again, Matt, would you?
Well, I muted my volume on my computer. I
you know what?
Before I called in.
I'm getting a
Must
little bit
have been
of...
that white noise.
Oh, it's a white noise?
Yeah,
I'm offended,
must
white
be the
Matt.
Couch. It must be the couch potato.
Sonny Clark, what do you mean by white noise? What the hell are you trying to say?
Hey, you know, I'm talking, so, and I'm white.
Oh, okay, we're good. All right, so we're just going to continue then. Matt, by all means, go and continue before we get to Brian.
Yeah, that's all I needed to say.
Okay, thanks, Forrest. Hey, Brian, so what's up?
Hey, guys. How old is Bartolo Colon?
He was born in 1973 on May 24th, so that makes him 39 years old.
Okay, well, when a 25-year-old man starts losing his testosterone as the years go on, so if he's taking something doctor prescribed, just say androgel, something you wipe on your body, is that really cheating and taking steroids?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I don't agree with that.
You can put gel on your body? Like steroids?
Yeah. If it's on TV, you know. I mean, androgel, you know, you can take it. So if a doctor prescribes that, and he has a condition, and that's a condition that's prevalent with a lot of men, that's not really cheating, in my opinion, if that was the case.
But they got to bring it to the powers to be in order for that to work.
That's right,
Sonny. They've got, and here's another thing, just really quick to throw this in there. Baseball players, there's no more excuses that, anything that you're taking, you need to get over to the training staff, okay, and the medical staff, anything that you're taking.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they're so lazy they can't take 20 steps from their locker to get it to the medical staff to make sure that it's okay for them to take, that's their own damn fault, and they deserve what they get.
You're right.
Now, Brian, also, the big dog and I had the conversation on this, too. Remember what I said, Peter, about there being a 1-800 phone number?
Oh, yeah. And also, I want to mention
Bartolo Colon, he's not denying it because in his statement.
Well, he no talking. He no talking right now. He no speaking.
He no English. He's no no Espanol.
He no nothing.
He gave a statement, and the statement says, "I apologize to the fans."
Was it written in English?
And to the Open A's. I accept my responsibility for my actions, and I will serve my suspension as required by the joint drug program. So he's not denying that he did it, and he's not saying it was a cream or an accident.
Yeah.
So he got caught.
Know.
Hey, at least he's not giving some BS excuse, and, you know, got to give him that. I give him that.
Well, actually, at least he's not trying to make a fake website.
Exactly.
I mean, we haven't even touched on that.
He should have come over to NDB Media for that.
I was going
to
say, he can even get a hold of Sonny Clark. I can make a good fake and give him a 800 number that's not, you know, traceable.
Well, that's right. That is real.
Yeah,
you know what? We actually have a real business number, too. I mean, we've got our fictitious business license over here in California. We're legitimate. We've been on for a while. We could have been part of it. But, hey, guys. Breaking news, our guest, 99, does have that the Boston Herald is reporting the Red Sox and Dodgers have completed a trade that will send Adrian Gonzalez, Josh Beckett, Carl Crawford, and Nick Punto. I was thinking of sticking with the Spanish and just saying it the way we would, but I'm not. For the LA first baseman, James Loney, and four prospects. Notice in the chat room, it takes out the word, oh, I know why now, baseman. Do you see the words? S-E-M-A-N. It takes out S-E-M-A-N.
Yeah, I see it.
I wonder what that means. But anyway.
Don't ask me to translate. I don't speak Spanish.
I'm lost in translation. So. That's...
No, seriously. Look in the chat room. Notice the guest wrote for L.A. first base and put the little asterisk on there. I wanted to know why you did that to me as well. But the word is first baseman, but it's taking out the S-E-M-A-N. I'm not going to say that on air. I'm not going to say S-E-M-A-N on air. You guys can spell it.
I thought it was double S.
Oh, God. No, but it could have been a double W.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know
guys,
why they were taking out. Brian,
you're never going to win on that argument that even if it's legal, because as we learned, this is something that we didn't know, but the big dog and I uncovered it, that per the collective bargaining agreement, every player is given a copy of the contract and the 1-800 number to call available 24 hours a day to see if the item is a banned substance. And as Tim put in the chat room, just because it's a banned substance doesn't mean you can't take it. If it is
That's
prescribed
true.
By a doctor, all you've got to do is report it to baseball and say, hey, you know what, I'm not doing well, and I have this condition, like, say, an inhaler. Albuterol
yes,
is a steroid, and it's banned.
Yes.
But if a doctor prescribes it, it's all right. But you've
here's
got
the thing,
to report
though.
It to baseball.
But but here's the thing. It has to not just be one doctor. And Major League Baseball is doing very, very correct. They got to use one of their doctors to go ahead and say, yes, that's actually the condition, and yes, he should be able to take in with an independent doctor that's chosen by Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and that could truly be anyone because there's a pool
yes.
of doctors that they have in there. And that's the thing, guys. You can go to a store, whip out your cell phone, and say, I want to buy this off-the-shelf item. Is it an illegal substance?
Is it
and
a
they'll
Trojan?
Tell you right away.
I'm going to whip it out.
I think it's also in Spanish, too. Oprima número dos, by español.
Is it a
what?
Trojan? Because he's going to whip it out.
What?
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 I don't speak Spanish. I told you that 5 minutes ago.
And, well, and you're right. Like I said... If they have any questions, all they have to do is call the number, and they'll tell them. And kind of like when you call into a service, it says, for English, press 1. I think that sucks. For English, press 1. We're in America, damn it. But the second one is, para español, oprima, número dos.
You
so there
Hispanic
you are.
Hispanic bigot.
Yeah, it's Spanish white man. Well, so anyway, sorry, Brian. I didn't mean to slam you on that one. There is a 1-800 number for the idiots to call, and that came out when Manny Roy Ramirez was saying that, well, I didn't know. And a little smart guy on the East Coast said, well, here's your 1-800 number, Manny, that you had it, and it was even printed for you in Spanish.
And it was in his wallet.
Yeah, they slammed Manny Roy Ramirez hard.
And it was in his wallet. You got to love it.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Some reporter on the East Coast said, oh, no. They gave you a bilingual copy. So that was hilarious.
Guys, I think that they should do something like this. They should start implementing a new plan where the league can get, you know, bring in their own doctor as well as the team doctor just to get a second opinion on whether or not it should be allowed or not allowed, whatever.
They do
drug.
That.
Actually, Matt, you're right. That's exactly what they do. But what a lot of these players are doing is they're going outside of the team doctor and they're going to their own doctor. And baseball knows that. That's why they say, okay, you've been prescribed this, report it to us. And
yep.
If, like I said, in the case of albuterol, those inhalers,
yes.
And it was confirmed in the chat room as well. Just because you're taking it and you have a prescription doesn't mean it's still okay, but another doctor will verify it. And that's what you just said right now, Matt, that there is a second level. There is. Just because someone says you should take it doesn't mean it's still okay, but you got to report it. Baseball knows that. It's a dummy-proof system, but these players are dummies. Look at Melky.
Yes,
he came up with a website. Dumb, but...
You know, they're dummies. They play baseball. What do you expect them to be, you know, scholars at Harvard, for crying out loud?
Oh, so like a lineman is also a scholar, right?
No, they're pretty damn stupid, too.
Yeah, but actually a lot of them do have degrees, so we'll let it go.
And some of them are from Harvard. But.
Yeah, that's true. Matt, is there anything else you wanted to add to that?
They don't use their intelligence even when they are from Harvard, so
yeah,
that's their
right.
problem.
Yeah. Did we lose Tim? I think we
Tim?
Did. Yeah, I think we just lost Tim. So maybe he'll be returning. I was going to say coming back, but I didn't want to say that. But I guess I did. First baseman!
Didn't you just say it?
I don't know. I feel great.
Big Dog, you've got to get with your partner and talk to him. That's what.
Big Dog, do you want to share the text message that I sent you this morning? Go ahead. I'm feeling ornery.
That's what I'm saying. I had to be there in the studio with you. Otherwise, you're sitting there in your underwear.
Oh
no, not even that. Not even that. Go ahead and share the text message with them. I sent you two messages after you said, oh, I just woke up, Raj. Go ahead, send them, go ahead and confirm it.
And then you said, I told him I'd be calling it in, and you say, oh, that's great, this way I don't have what did you say, to put my clothes on or to dress?
You dumb butt. Okay, he says, damn, I just woke up about 5 minutes ago. I'll be calling in just before 6. Sorry about that. That's fine.
Said,
I don't have to
dress
now.
I mean,
and then it's, I mean clean the desk. So sorry guys, I did mention that. So hey Tim, welcome back, dude. Thanks you're back. Hey, cherry coke and nachos.
I do want to say, guys, you know, a lot of times, you know, he doesn't dress when I'm there anyway. So
oh, you can go to hell.
It's just an understanding they have between
an understanding. Well, Sonny, because of you, when we went to Las Vegas, you gave us one bed.
Yeah, no, I didn't, and I'm not going to explain it anymore.
You did. It was bad. Two big guys are going to Vegas.
No, it was you.
What does Sonny do?
It was you,
sir. How many rooms are you reserving? Two. How many beds would you like? Two. One for
you. Hey, you told me that the big dog wasn't going to be there, so I got
you. I told
you
he was going.
I got you a room. No, you
what planet are you from?
It was that time. Hold on. Now, see.
I'm not going to hold on. I had to hold on all that night.
You did hold on.
God, I can't believe I said that.
It was a question whether or not the big dog was going to be there for that show.
I don't care. All right, let's just go to something else. Let's go to some other real sports.
Dang.
What?
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
You really want to talk sports?
So what you're trying to say there, Roger, is
now you think you can call me by my first name? Oh, hell no.
Sonny wasn't expecting me in Vegas, so you're saying that I came with you to Las Vegas?
Anyway, Guest 99 says, looking at the upcoming free agents, the only good bat is Hamilton. I'm sure the Red Sox will blow all their newly found payroll space on signing him. Then he'll become a giant failure like Crawford. Well done, Guest.
Roger, you must be a ballroom dancer because you just dodged that question really good.
Yeah, my wife will say liar. He's not a dancer.
At least not the tango.
So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get
you. At least not the tango, right?
Cuervo's back. Hey, Cuervo.
Cuervo!
Ladies and gentlemen, we've only got about 23, 24 minutes. We're really having a good time. We're really out of control. I'm sorry. I've been setting the tone, and it shocks me that everyone is still here. We're just having
a good
time.
We'll keep it going in the next 2 hours.
Yeah, it's going to keep going, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to just make the transition over to the Couch Potato Sports program. There's been a lot of stuff going on in sports. When we look at the situation in baseball, the playoff races are coalescing. And as Brian mentioned earlier, we've now finished up the third week in football. And I think this is it, guys, coming up, right? This is the fourth and final week of the preseason, right, Brian?
No. One more.
One more
this weekend.
Actually, this is the third week, right, then?
Yes, third week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. When I did the football game, I just lost track. We actually did a football game, Alan and I. It was a lot of fun. It was cool. Guys, you got to get over to letmehearya.com. You got to do it. Brian, I want to hear you on air. Matt, you got to do letmehearya.com. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. But you got to ask your mom to get cable in the house first. So once you do that, you can go to letmehearya.com. And
you,
you know, when it says, are you over 13, you're okay with that. I'm going to spill.
How do you do it with two people?
Hey.
Here we go.
Hey, I'm going to send the couch potato over with a damn steel chair to use on you.
I could actually see that happening, unfortunately.
Hey, how do you do Let Me Hear You with two people?
Why don't you ask the big dog? He's into two people.
Oh,
here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no way to actually do it with two people because you have to have your feed. If you wanted to have a good, clear signal, you'll probably have to have two computers and use Skype or have them call in and do it on speaker. So you could conceivably use your BlackBerry and say, Sonny, if you are watching the game, you could call in to my phone. You'll be on speaker, and it would pick up. The sound is actually rather decent. That's the only way you could do it right now. Otherwise, you have to be in the presence of the other person. That's why Alan Diaz and I were able to call the football game because he he visited the house.
Got it.
I was about to say the C word, but I wanted to leave it at that. That he blank over the house, so forget it.
Yeah, Skype sucks. That's why I didn't use Skype on my anniversary show. Because if I was to use Skype on my anniversary show, I probably would have lost signal and I would have had to start all over again. And
yeah.
I heard you guys heard the anniversary show, right?
Yeah.
Sonny did, and
Tim made it on the anniversary show. Tim, you need to listen to that.
Tim made it to the anniversary show?
Yes, he did.
Well, remember, because you guys said that it was his idea for that stupid, pathetic song. That's on the anniversary show, too. Damn it.
You got to listen to it. It's
talking about.
Brian doesn't know what we're talking about, and we better bring him up to speed. Matt Alvarez, he's been part of the team for a long time. He's been on Blog Talk Radio for a long time. And about almost 2 years ago, I noticed in January that I was like, hey, Matt, when are you on again? I haven't noticed that you were on in February. And he says, you know, I'm not going to be doing it anymore. I said, dude, you got to come and join us. And Matt did, and Matt has been on every Friday except for twice when he takes a weekend travel. And he's been on every Friday. But the thing about Matt is, for those of you that know him, he had a picture on Facebook, and it was a picture when he was in high school, or dare I say even middle school, and he looks like a little young kid. He did.
You're so raw, Roger. It's not a picture of when he was in high school, and that was the point.
Right. You're right, Sonny. So the joke was that we were all like, man, he's he's a little kid, a young kid. And Matt would all, I think the first pot shot I ever took at him was the first time Matt Alvarez called into the program, and this is how it started. I think the couch potato was with us, the big dog was too. We had a great two-hour program. And just as we were leaving, I said, I want to thank Tim for joining us. I want to thank the big dog and couch potato. And more importantly, I'd like to thank Matt Alvarez's mom for allowing him to wake up this early in the morning and be with us. And I ended the program just like that. And just as we said it, I think Matt said, "Choking, gonna pee." And it just started from there. And Big Dog and I were laughing and laughing and laughing. And ever since then, Brian, we've always commented on how youthful Matt is. And as you know, I choose music for everyone that joins us on a regular basis. Well, I finally decided to screw with Matt, and I played the song for Barney. It was absolutely funny. And then what was incredible is months after that, Tim called in to the program, and he says, "Hey, guys, I want to play something for you." He played Barney.
Yeah, now that I found out it was you, Tim, you little bastard. So, yeah, he made it on the anniversary show.
Oh, my God, that was way too funny. That was
unbelievable.
And that came from Tim. That's why we were so shocked. It was absolutely hilarious. So, that's it. I'm sorry. That's Barney. That's the story of Barney, guys.
Yeah, yeah, we don't need to hear that. But, yeah, everybody basically from here, is almost everybody from here is on that anniversary show, so.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the couch potato told me. Have you heard the program, dude?
Like, I haven't heard it yet.
And I'm going to have to tune into it myself. So it's all good stuff.
Did you guys
guys
see what Tim just put in the chat room?
I'm not sure what he did.
I prefer to be called Rat Bastard, please. All right, fine. You're a Rat Bastard then. You want to be called Rat? That's fine. I don't care.
Rat
That's
bastard.
Up to you.
That's the good stuff. Hey, guys. Yeah, I do love it. We've just been messing around. We've been having a good day today. We're down to 18 minutes. We're going to transition over to the couch potato program. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to bring up?
Like
and,
we're
we can
talking
discuss?
Any sports anyway.
Yeah, anything related to sports, because I don't think we've even touched that yet.
I want to make a suggestion. I think Matt should change his screen name.
What? You said that way too fast.
Yeah, because you should change it to, like, Barney Lover or something like that.
Oh, hell no. Screw you, you know.
I got to look at this now. I got to look at this now because Matt Alvarez and I finally found him on Facebook. It took me, like, what, 2 years? And I got to see the pictures. See, he doesn't look that young. See,
wait a minute, hold on.
That
no, no. He's changed his picture now, but for the longest time.
I know. Yeah.
It was funny. Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news right now. Let me see. This is from the real world. Actually, we've had two things. We've had a significant earthquake off the coast of Japan. It's in the 5.5 range.
Big deal.
Right. That's just bad enough. All 9 people injured in Friday's shooting in front of the Empire State Building were wounded by police gunfire. New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly told reporters on Saturday. To get additional coverage and get a shot in on the news, head over to CNN.com. Everyone that was wounded by the New York Police Department.
God, that's wonderful. Yeah, go back for more shooting practice. Dumbasses.
Hey,
sorry,
Roger,
about that.
Did you guys hear about that story that broke out on Wednesday or Thursday about the Rodney King thing in L.A.?
Yeah.
They went back and they reviewed it. So I was like, really? Well, I wasn't born yet, so.
Oh, yeah. You weren't born in 1990 or 91?
No, I was a little kid then.
Okay, so you were
born,
you liar.
Three.
You were 3. Okay, well, you were alive. Yeah, it's sad. You know, Rodney King was found in his pool, and he was loaded with cocaine. Can't we all get along?
Of course he was. He's been a cokehead his whole life, and he just, you know, got made famous when he got his ass kicked. That's all.
Funny, can't we all get along?
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay.
No, we can't.
Hey, Brian, what else do you want to... I know, every time you bring up a subject, we stomp all over you, dude.
Well, I just wanted you guys to know that tomorrow night at 9, y'all, I want y'all to join us. I know you might not, Ken, since you're calling that game, but we're on at 9 Eastern tomorrow night, and we're featured in staff picks, so it's going to be a big show. We want all y'all to listen.
Actually, as a matter of fact, all of his shows have been big. It's unbelievable. He's doing incredibly well. He's been featured now, I think, for three consecutive programs or three consecutive weeks, dare I say.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's doing very well. I don't know if anyone will ever top the Couch Potatoes run, though, but that's way in sports. Yeah, you guys remember that? That was like, what, how many weeks in a row, Sonny? Like 12 weeks?
It was 12 weeks, actually, yes, because of... But then again, we had a good product. We had some football on, which, by the way, I'm going to make an announcement at the top of the hour over on the Couch Potato Sports Show regarding the Couch Potato Sports Show and the IFL. So good, some more new news for you. So just to let you know.
Sounds good. We're going to go ahead and cover that. Sonny, do you have anything else that you want to bring up right now as far as sports to finish this out?
I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to blow through 2 hours. That's why I'm glad everybody's going to be hanging around.
Yeah, well, you know, wind beneath our wings and all that stuff, we'll
see.
Something
like that.
The big dog, any news? I know you're always loaded.
Oh, you better believe it. I don't know. Where do you want to go? Baseball, football, basketball, take your pick.
Well, you know, with so much time that we have left, why don't you go ahead? Oh, Tim says, how many holes did they put in the subject? That's the question. They shot nine people, but how many wounds did the suspect have? I think that's a fair question. Go ahead, Big Dog. Where do you want to take us? Where do you want to take us?
Well, since our mind has been in the gutter most of it, we could go with the fact that Anheuser-Busch, of course, the maker of the Budweiser, are going to be with Major League Baseball for at least another 6 years. They signed another contract, of course, they're with the NFL, but they are going to be an exclusive beer for 24 of the teams this year. And, of course, they're the major sponsor for the wild card game, the one-game playoff this year. So they wanted to make sure they got the contract in, and they did it, so we all knew that Budweiser wasn't going to go anywhere.
Hey, by the way, Big Dog, does that mean that when they say exclusive, are they talking about that that's the only beer that they're going to serve at that stadium?
Yes, yes. They are exclusive to, I think 24 is a little bit much. Let me make sure.
That's okay. It's, you know, I think the only guys that care are the drunkards. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, all right.
And since we are talking about being in the gutter, I guess we'll go with the New York Mets now.
Oh, I love you, man.
The Mets, of course, shut down Johan Santana for the rest of the year, as he's been complaining about a sore shoulder. They put him on the 15 DL, and they are not going to bring him back. They said since, of course, his no-hitter that he pitched on June 1st, he has been 3-7 with an 8.27 ERA. What kind of ERA is that there,
scorekeeper? It's pretty bad. I want to say thanks to Brian. He had a run real quick, but he's going to join us on the Couch Potatoes program. Matt, I think it's unbelievable that ever since Johan Santana went and had the no-han, he has just been, it's been pathetic. He's been lit up like a Christmas tree in summer. I just don't understand. How is it that some guy like that, there goes Tim. You know, after he threw 300 pitches in the no-hitter, he hasn't been the same. He threw 130-some, Tim. But, Matt, what's the deal with Johan? He got hurt again. Do you believe it's overuse like Tim contends in the chat room? What's up with Johan?
I think that he needs to just rest for a little bit, get recuperated, and finally come back and, you know, don't pitch as much, and he needs a pitch reliever. That's what he needs.
Oh, so you do believe that it is overuse then?
Yes, I do believe it's overuse.
Wow, hey, Couch Potato, how about that? Johan Santana, because everyone who's been listening to this program knows that I am not a believer of treating these pitchers like, you know, little China plates and China dolls. I believe that they should be pitching every freaking day. They should be throwing a lot. That's when I use that famous paradigm shift, but it's okay, I won't scare you guys. Sonny, a lot of people are saying that he should be rested, but he's injured again. What's the deal, Sonny, with Johan Santana?
I'll be honest. I just came back off of a conference call I was just having with Cuervo, so I'm not even sure what you're talking about. So I can't comment.
We're talking about Johan Santana. on after his no hitter, his ERA has basically been 8. What was that, Big Dog? 8.31?
8.27.
Oh, I'm sorry, 8.27. You see, scorekeeper tries to keep those numbers right. Otherwise,
yeah,
8.27 ever since that no-hitter. It's unbelievable. Yeah. The first no-hitter. And wait, was it a no-hitter or a perfect game?
It was a...
Oh, it was Nohan. It was a no-hitter. That's right.
Yeah, it was a no-hitter. It was the first in Mets history, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct, sir. That's
yeah.
the first.
And, the fact that he's blowing up, they want him to set him down. Is that what it is?
Well, apparently he's just been lit up like a Christmas tree, and his numbers are terrible. Some people.
I thought he was on the DL.
He is now.
Now he is.
For back inflammation, but they were just saying that ever since his no-hitter, he's been 3-7 with 8.27 ERA, and in his last five outings, he's 0-5 with a 15.63 ERA. And what they're saying is because of his back. That's what he's on the DL for, is back inflammation. I agree with scorekeeper. I think they're coddling a lot of these pitchers too much. I mean, look at Nolan Ryan. I mean, he went till he was, 44, 45, but he pitched every day except the day before his scheduled pitching outing. He would, throw on the sidelines, and I think a pitcher needs to keep that arm warm and loosened up all the time rather than them pitching today and then they're shut down for 3 days, and then 2 days before they start warming up again. I think that's too much back
just
and forth.
Throwing the ball back and forth. Whatever happened to that idea, too?
Guys, I go back to the Atlanta Braves of the 1990s.
Those guys threw
every day. When did they get hurt, guys? And
never.
Tim, I know he's being a little snotty when he says, oh, shouldn't they only throw 90 pitches there, scorekeeper? Whatever. But it's okay. I mean, what about that team with the Braves? They pitched every day.
Yeah, they did.
How many
National League East titles did they win? I mean,
quite a few.
It was nuts. Yeah, it was nuts. They won the World Series once, or was it twice?
Once in 95 versus the Indians.
Yeah, but they won like NFC or NFC National League East championship like 12 years in a row or something like that. It was something god awful stupid.
It was amazing. They were so good for so long that the fans just grew blasé about it, that they were in the divisional round playoffs and they didn't sell out. They were in the league championship series and they didn't sell out. That was sad.
Yeah.
They were putting up I'm sorry?
They were used to it. They were winning so much. They were used to it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't any great big surprise for them to go why waste the money on World Series tickets when they were probably going to win? That was their thinking. At least that's what I think their thinking was. And obviously it didn't work out for them that way. How many World Series were they in, by the way? They were in many.
They were in several. They were
in
96. They were also in 2000, I believe. And they were in a few others before them, but they finally did it in 95. The Yankees beat them in 96, and they also beat them in 2000. It was so funny when everyone was talking about the Braves. Oh, man, if they win this World Series against the Yankees, they're going to be the team of the decade. And the Big Dog remembers, if they win in 2000, and the Yankees, even if the Yankees were to win that one, which would make them the team of the decade, we don't give a crap about that. The Yankees are the team of the century.
Yeah,
and, of course, I made a lot more friends that day. But
Yes, they
didn't win. They didn't. And
oh, by the way, just to let you know, I was informed by Cuervo that we're actually going to have a show, a real show. With what's happened, we're going to have a fantasy show on Sunday. On that being said, because we're actually doing a fantasy draft during the time of our show, which we didn't necessarily know until then. So we're covering the NFC and AFC East today, if you guys are ready. If not, I'm sorry.
Time out, Sonny. We're going to have a real show.
I know. We're going to actually talk sports. We're actually going to talk NFL. And as much as, I love the BS that we've been having so far, which is BS, yeah, the BS show. That's what I love, this show. I mean, we talk a little sports and then we BS a lot. I love it. That's the reason why I've been coming to your show for the last 3 years, scorekeeper. Wow. At least on Saturday mornings, anyway, you know. The good stuff, good fun. It's good fun. BS is in a good way. I just heard his feelings. I can just hear it. Well.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Yeah, I don't hear anything. No comment over there.
And man, I hurt the scorekeeper.
You hurt his feelings real bad
today. The big dog's laughing because he knows it's true. But
I want my green eggs and ham.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, but it's one of the most popular shows on Saturday morning. So there you go.
Oh, man, I'm out of it for a little while, and everyone has delusions of grandeur. Yeah, those are all the recordings that Zeke did. And this is a favorite one. I don't recall hearing it, ladies and gentlemen, but I have been quoted forever on this one, and here it is.
Oh, no, what? Sorry. Oh,
man.
Sorry.
Shut up. Here we go. Those are Doritos. Doritos, ladies and gentlemen. You want to score with this guy? You want to make him happy?
Bring it.
Doritos Cool Ranch, baby. Yeah. That's fun. But ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, we formed the four-hour block of sports, the BS and the real. Obviously, we formed the best BS and sports program block in the morning, 4 hours of that. Don't forget to join us in just a little bit as we go to the real sports program in just a moment. Of course, we're going
to
do a simulcast for a few minutes on the real sports program. We'll see what we're going
to
be doing, ladies and gentlemen. Big Dog, is there anything that you would do, give us any real news in the last 3 minutes that we're on?
Cuervo's making us do a real show. Anyway, I'll call back for the transition.
All right.
Oh, man. Get the hell out of here. And I just hung up on him.
Well, if Scorekeeper doesn't have anything, I do. Yes, this is a BS show, but, hey, there's no BS, really, because I know, Roger, you left right before I mentioned this yesterday, but if you heard my show yesterday, tonight, you can forget tonight. It's not BS. It's the truth. There will not be a UFC 151 pay-per-view after all tonight. They canceled the show, the first pay-per-view ever canceled by Dana White and UFC because Dan Henderson got hurt. And they tried to get him a replacement. The replacement did not want to fight a certain person. And nobody wants to fight anybody. I don't know what's going on in UFC, but they've rescheduled the pay-per-view for September 22nd. I'm very sorry, but no UFC pay-per-view will take place tonight. It's been canceled. So if you had plans over UFC tonight, go ahead. There's no UFC pay-per-view tonight.
Dude, that is huge. I did not hear about that, Matt. And you're right. You know, I was... busy with domestic duties. Wow, Big Dog, that is unbelievable. This is...
Yeah, I had read about that. I'm just pulling up something right now. It's saying that Anderson Silva offered to accept a light heavyweight fight on 8 days' notice, but evidently, I guess, it was called off.
That was on Tuesday. That was the 8-day notice. That's why they canceled. It was too short notice.
Wow. As a matter of fact, 99 says, oh, it wasn't 99 the in Get Smart? Oh, forget it. Anyway, says that UFC has too many pay-per-views, and I got to tell you, Tim says maybe they're overselling their product. He doesn't know, though. 99 also says there aren't that many good fighters. They need to cut it down to pay-per-view every other month. Matt, what do you say on that?
Well, I think, you know, Tim, Scorekeeper, and the guests are right. I think everybody's right, because if some of you guys remember in 2002, I mentioned this yesterday, that Josh Koscheck was, you know, came into UFC. He said he was going to beat everybody down, and then when it came time to show, he's like, oh, well, I don't want to fight. No, that guy's way too big. Well, what the hell are you doing in UFC if you're not going to fight? So that's one of the main reasons for UFC canceling their pay-per-view tonight.
Wow.
There you go.
Fair enough. Couch Potato's on with us. We were talking about that. Maybe we'll carry it on over in a moment. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to head on over to the Couch Potato Sports Show right now. We're going to be doing a simulcast. We're down to seconds. We want to thank everyone. There it is. We're going to just go silent now.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yes, good morning. It's Saturday morning.
You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7 o'clock.
Bow to the masses. Break it down.
Hardest working man in sports radio. Taking the hand off from Sports Talk with the guys. Home at the Monday morning quarterbacks on Saturday. That means Big Dog and Scorekeeper. And Cuervo should be giving us a call here any moment. Good morning, gentlemen, over at Sports Talk with the guys.
Good morning, Couch Potato. Of course, as you know, I'm joined right now by Matt Alvarez and my indelible cohort, Peter the Big Dog Gama. I think we're having a great time over here. It's been very fun. And I want to appreciate the simulcast with the real hardest working man in sports this morning.
No, I wanted to do a show just like yours today, but Cuervo just queered the whole deal because of our fantasy draft tomorrow. Because I was having such a good time, you know, doing what we were doing there. We actually got to break things down today. So we're gonna do that. We're going to break down the NFC.
That's what real shows do, right, Sonny? And BS shows don't.
No, I didn't know. I've always told you that I wanted to be able to do a show like yours. You guys are just really good at doing it because you do cover the sports and you are able to bring in the fun and the comedy. We just keep with the, for some reason, we have a hard time stepping out and getting out of the comedy. That's the problem. We can't bring it in as good as you guys do. That's why your show is so good. Am I kissing up enough yet? Where
that's why, because real programs are just so professional and just don't know how to mix in comedy, right? That's good, Sonny Clark. Matt Alvarez, I want to thank you for being a part of this. Big Dog, I want to thank you for being a part of it as well. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm overwhelmed. We're now part of a real sports program now.
Wow, yes, the real deal, I guess, huh?
It's too bad. By the way, you were talking something about it because I had to dump off to get to
BS, quite
the transition. And I forgot to. What were you talking about there, Matt Alvarez, regarding. Are you saying that UFC was canceled tonight?
Yes. 151 pay per view has been canceled tonight.
No shit. Explain to people why.
Well, because Dan Henderson got injured, and they got him a replacement, but the replacement didn't want to fight, you know, Mr. Jones. And then, you know, now John Jones is, you know, like, well, I'm not going to fight either, and I'm not going to show up. And he didn't show up at Thursday's press conference, and Dana White is furious, and he now called Jones a coward. I'm like,
seeing,
what I was saying when you had left, Couch, was that What are these guys doing in UFC? They show up to be UFC fighters, but when your push comes to shove, they go, well, I don't want to fight that person. He's too damn big. Or, you know, I just don't want to fight them just because I don't want to fight them. You're in UFC to fight. That's the job. You don't want to be in UFC, get out of UFC. So I can understand Dana White is furious. He, you know, had to cancel his very first pay-per-view tonight. They've rescheduled the pay-per-view for September 22nd. So I don't know. This is breaking news. Like I said, tonight is the very first time that they've ever had to cancel a pay-per-view. And then we went into the discussion of that, you know, some people in the chat room were saying that they should cut down their pay-per-views. You know, Scorekeeper said that they need to, you know, stop overselling their product. What do you think, Couch?
Well, if I may, just before that, I was actually reading all the comments in the chat room, Matt. I actually hadn't given a comment on it. I'm just genuinely surprised, like the Couch Potato, that...
I am too, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just want to make that clear. No, I was reading all the comments in the chat room. There was a lot of stuff being peppered in the chat room. Go ahead, Sonny.
I'm actually shocked that they canceled out the pay-per-view, because even regarding that whole situation there, there's a lot of money still involved with that pay-per-view. So in canceling it, I mean, there's sponsors, there's lots of money that the UFC are going to have to get back in refunds, which is probably the reason why he's more PO'd more so than calling someone a coward. You know, it's all about business. Let's get back to the business at hand, which is it's the money. It's all about the money when it comes to that, especially when it's pay per view. Heck, look at the WWE and doing theirs every monthly. So it's all about the money.
Well, Sonny, I appreciate Matt's comment there. And his question, I think, supersedes everything. You're right, Sonny. You know, he's pissed because of all that money lost. That's an opportunity that will never come back, period.
Yep.
But I love Matt's question on there. Dude, you're in UFC. Why are you there? And that's the thing. And Matt, please educate me on the wrestler that didn't want to fight. I understand he may be bigger and stuff, but what's the deal with him? I mean, I kind of recognize the name, but, I mean, doesn't he want to fight, or is this just, is it happening everywhere, or is it just this guy? And now he's a coward.
I think he, you know, had, you know, either personal problems with Dana White, or maybe it's just questionable problems with Dana White, where it's like, well, you know, why doesn't he want to fight? And he's not giving nobody a real answer, like I said a minute ago. He didn't show up at Wednesday's press conference, and that made Dana White even more upset than he already is. And, you know, having to do this, and then with Jones giving him an 8-day notice, you can't give, you know, your employer an 8-day notice, especially if you're in UFC. Well, I'm not going to fight. You only gave me 8 days, and we've got 8 days to put this together. Well, I'm not showing up. But what am I supposed to do? Well, you're the one in charge. You tell me what to do. And I'm like, well,
you know, here,
geez,
I don't know much about the fight game there, Matt. I don't know much about the fight game, but I'm going to tell you right now, if they were smart, and this is just me, okay, knowing a little bit about wrestling that I do, knowing a little bit about the UFC as I do, they need to get a hold of Jeremiah Riggs, because Jeremiah Riggs would fight that dude. I'll tell you that right now, and he may be in a different weight class, but Jeremiah Riggs would be there in a heartbeat. So it's just a matter of finding the guys with the right heart in order to stand in there. Hey, they made the movie about Rocky for a reason, right? Okay? It's the underdog. It's the guy that can come back and try to beat someone. And I think they missed out on a huge opportunity right there.
Well, but Sonny, 8-day notice. Look, if you're talking about a football game, that's stretching it. If you're talking about a baseball game, yeah, I think you could be ready in about 8 days if you were going in cold. But wrestling is like boxing, dude. You need time to prepare. An 8-day notice? I mean, mentally, are you there? Maybe.
Are they not training every day, though, scorekeeper, though? I'm asking that seriously.
I would think
they would. Training every day to where they're not ready?
Sonny, they would, but Matt, what's on that?
Go to the big dog. Big dog's back there.
We don't have the big dog. He may be calling in on your program. And, well, Sonny,
yeah,
here.
I'm in their program.
He's
there. I'm in on couches.
You're still here?
He's called in on my show. So
Hold on a minute. The big dog ditched our simulcast and went to your program?
Hey.
The real program. Matt, thank you for us. And just remember, wherever the rats are going, follow them, because they know how to get off the sinking ship.
Because I'm the rat bastard.
Oh, well, far be it for me to dispute that.
Dang.
Go ahead, big dog.
One suggestion, I think we need to have a scorekeeper cut down on his meds, because it's evidently affecting his emotions. But anyways, I totally agree with you guys. I mean, these guys are there to fight. Now, the fact that Anderson Silva says he would fight, but he's going to fight anybody except Jones. I mean, it's like saying, okay, I'll fight for you, but I'm not going to fight Jones. Well, Jones is the one that didn't have the match. So, and then Jones turns it down and fight. I mean, come on, you guys are there to fight. Yes, 8 days is really quick, but you know what? That's why you guys get paid the big bucks, and that's why
absolutely.
You guys are the champ. You know, 8 days it may not, but you know what? At the same token, the guy that's waiting there, the champ or whoever's going to wait to take the fight, he only has 8 days to prepare for you also. And he had a whole different strategy for someone else. And if you get thrown in, that only gives him 8 days also. So, you know, you guys are pretty much in an even playing field, each with 8 days notice to go in there and fight. So I think, you know, both of those guys are jerks for backing out or saying, oh, I'll fight, but I'm not going to fight this guy. I need more time. Well, you know what? Then you shouldn't be there.
Yeah, I'll steal the line from the scorekeeper. They're both a bunch of pussies. That's all it is. I mean, in reality, this is a different type of... This is not wrestling, okay? This is not... And I'll even go to the extent it's not boxing. Boxing, there's actually... There's more of a strategy because it's an up... It's a vertical deal. When you're a... At least, in my opinion, and Lord knows it's not all that great... But in my opinion, if you're a cage fighter and you're the kind of fighter that's a, you change your strategy throughout the fight so you can figure out how to win. Preparing, yes, it's great. But let's be serious. I mean, we are talking about cage fighting where the strategy, not because it's not there, it has to change at any given point. When you're a boxer and you're fighting in a vertical position and you don't have to worry about, you know, getting down on the mat and things like that. I just think that there's more things that you can do, and it's easier to prepare for it more so than a boxing because you are vertical. And maybe it's me. Maybe I'm making it too simplistic.
Well, I wouldn't know because it's a real program. So, actually, ladies and gentlemen, we have been doing the simulcast. I do want to say we're actually 12 minutes into it. Sonny, what we're going to do is... We're going to defer to you. We're going to go and call into your program now. So what I'm going to ask, Matt, if you would join us over there as well, let me know if we need to call you. We'll go ahead and do that. Other than that, we are going to go to the Couch Potato program. I'm going to ask you to put us on hold. Matt, do you want us to call you?
No, that's okay. Thank God.
Okay. No problem. Matt, I want to thank you for being in. And I would also thank the big dog, but he's not here anymore, so... It's okay. Sonny, put us on hold, and we're going to finish up the program over here. And then we'll call in over there.
Big Dog, we broke a heart here, I think, is what happened.
You know what? Well, I have his address, so I'm going to be sending him some cheese to go with all that wine that he's having.
Put us on hold.
All right, he's on hold, and there he is. He's on hold.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everyone that joined us. Of course, I still have Matt Alvarez with me right now. Matt, when is your program on Fridays? And give everyone listening a quick little hidey-ho on that.
Yeah, I'm on every Friday right here on the NDV Media Network on Friday. Every Friday at 1 p.m., it's a two-hour show. We got things lined up. We got preseason and regular season to go into next week, since next week is the last week of preseason. Thank God nobody cares about preseason. Well, except if you're Roger, then you care about preseason. I don't care about preseason.
Wow. I was only commenting with what Brian was bringing to the table. And, hey, it is what it is. I don't even care about baseball preseason, so it's all good. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Matt Alvarez from the Matt Alvarez Sports Opinion Show. Always a lot of good stuff. He just had his anniversary program this past Saturday. And check it out. I know I'm going to be checking out. Head on over to twitter.com/NDBmedia and ndbmedia.net. A lot of stuff going on. And again, Matt, thanks for joining us. It was a lot of fun again. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that just came into this episode, this little feud, dare I say, has been going on for at least 2 years. But it's been a fun feud. And much to my shock, this was the first time that Matt actually answered us on air or in the chat room. That's why it was very, very funny. It was a lot of good stuff. Matt, you are a hell of a good sport on it. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Thanks, man. We'll see you in a bit, and we're heading on over to the Couch Potato Sports program. We'll see you guys. Peace.